The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live on an open phone Friday. And as promised, we're going to go right to the phones and talk to Frank in Columbus. And I understand that Frank has called to sing the Buckeye battle cry for all of us. Is that correct, Frank?
Are you ready?
I'm afraid.
We don't give a damn about the whole state of
No.
Is that the wrong one?
That's the wrong one.
Still a good one, though, you know, state of Michigan. Anyways, hey, I understand it's open mic Friday, so I bought a universal remote control, Bob, and you know what? You're changing everything. Anyways, bad joke.
You've changed. What part of the universe have you changed?
I don't know. I could change a lot if I had the right remote control.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind? Something we haven't had a talk about in this country for quite some time, almost probably the entire time that Trump has been president, terrorist attacks. You know, we forget these things, but if you remember, under the Obama administration, we had terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
You know, other places. Because we were allowing anybody to come in for whatever reason, wherever they wanted to come in from. You know, of course, Trump put on the travel ban. You know, of countries that support terror or where terrorism was prevalent. And stopped a lot of this. As you see in France, there was an attack, last week? There was one a couple weeks ago. And it looks as though I was kind of perusing through the news. There was another one there today in the church. So, you know, this is something we need to think about. It's, you know, our personal security, our national security is very important. And it's never brought up that, you know, we haven't seen one of these in a long time. Thank God. You know, thank God nobody's lost their lives to terrorism like that. So, you know, I wanted to bring that up as well as, I don't know. You know, Joe Biden, he's so dirty. I don't even think there's a shower big enough to clean him off. But then again, you know, just like Hillary Clinton, you know, he's as dirty as she is in the Clinton cash and the money that these people take in under, you know, when they're supposed to be out there representing us. You know, we could be standing on the eve of destruction right now, depending on how the vote goes. My gut tells me it's going to be a landslide for Mr. Trump. I don't think he's going to win every state. I think, you know, California's out, New York's out, but I think he's going to do quite well. We have to worry about, and now, remember, I just said we don't have to worry about terrorists from other places, but now we got to worry about the left who's promised retribution. You know, if Trump should win, the people in the streets will riot and burn things down as usual. And they're telling us this. Not only are they telling us this, they're going out and getting names of donors, people like me, you, or anybody else that gave $25, $30, you know, so they can intimidate them. Or worse, you know, they're talking about, you know, if you know about Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground, things like that, they talk about changing this country at the time, you know, 25 million Americans will have to disappear, have to go away. You know, and that's what these groups are talking about. They're actually talking about killing people who are Trump supporters.
Well, it's interesting, Frank. I don't know whether you've heard this, but Walmart across the country are removing all weapons and all ammunition from their shelves because of a fear of what's going to happen on Election Day and the day after. So Walmarts across America are removing all weapons, all guns, all rifles, right, all ammunition. You can still buy them, but Walmart is afraid of looters and so forth. The National Association of Police Chiefs have sent out warnings to police departments all across America to prepare for massive riots if the liberal left doesn't get their own, it doesn't get their way. We are seeing preparation in Washington, D.C. They're spending, they started yesterday all over Washington, D.C. They're boarding up windows because they are afraid that if Trump gets reelected, the liberal left is going to go crazy and they're going to try to burn down the city. One organization has promised at least 10,000 protesters around the White House. And, you know, there are some whack jobs on the right. There's no doubt about it. But almost all of this violence, extreme violence, has come from the far left, Frank, not the right. It's come from the far left.
And these are the ones who tell us how tolerant they are, how accepting of everybody we have to be, except unless you're, oh my goodness, a conservative, a Christian, you know, or anything else that we don't agree with. But if you're what we agree with, we're tolerant to everything. This is what we're looking at today. You know, it comes from our school system. These kids, you know, these are younger people now, you know, they're really behind a lot of this. It's what they're being taught. They've been taught nothing but to loathe this country. And so here we are. You know, what a sad day it is when you know, one of the freest countries in the world ever has a free open election that a lot of places don't have, yet now we have to fear retribution.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and you don't have anybody from Joe Biden or anybody on the left, Nancy Pelosi crying, Chuck Schumer, you know, any of those condemn these thoughts in even the action. So this is where we're at today, Bob. And like I said, we could be on the eve of destruction.
Well, but if you were listening yesterday on whether you were or not, I closed out the program yesterday by simply trying to remind everyone we serve a sovereign God. He already knows how this election is going to come out. And God has a plan, a purpose. He has a calendar. And there is nothing that man or mankind or any politician or even any election can do to change God's plan for this planet. Doesn't mean we don't have choices. Of course, we do, but we still serve a sovereign God. So, and that's what I'm trusting. Frank, I got to go. Thanks so much for the call.
Have a great weekend, Bob.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. And if you weren't listening yesterday, let me just repeat that. I don't know how the election is going to go. 4 years ago, you know, well, 4 years ago on Election Day, I thought the chance of Donald Trump being the next president was 20%, probably, about 20%. I thought 80%. It's going to be Hillary. And, of course, everybody else did, too, because all of the polls, I mean, all of the polls indicated she was way ahead. And then remember, if you stayed up all night as we did, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, it was the shock of shocks. Donald Trump was actually president by a wide margin, not on popular vote, because the president of the United States is not elected by popular vote. But by the genius of our founding fathers, the president is elected by the Electoral College. So, on Election Day 4 years ago, I did not think Donald Trump had any chance in the world. I really didn't. I really feel good about it this year. I think he's going to be elected. And from the Electoral College, I don't think it's going to be close. That's just my gut feeling. which is basically worth nothing other than my gut feeling. But I say that to say this. I'm not worried. I know people that are just scared to death. What if Joe Biden wins? Well, if Joe Biden wins, God will still be God. God will still be on the throne. God still has a prophetic calendar. Things are going to happen according to the prophecies laid out in the Word of God. And the election this coming Tuesday is not going to change that one bit. God is not pacing all over heaven wondering how this election is going to come out. And neither should you. Work hard. Campaign. Study the candidates. Pray about it. And by all means, vote. But God's already got this thing all figured out. So don't lose sleep. Don't be anxious. Scripture says be anxious for nothing. It's a good reason for that.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live on an open phone Friday. And this is about the only time so far that we've had completely open phone lines. Phone lines have been busy today. So I would love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. It's Friday. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. But I mentioned this earlier. This is the last open phone Friday before the election on Tuesday. This is it. So if you'd like to share with us who you're going to vote for and why, well, give me a call. Now, we can talk about anything else that you may want to talk about as well. But 877-BOB-LIVE. Live, 877-262-5483. By the way, program note, on Monday, we have to sign off on our AM 880 signal at 5 p.m. It's a long, involved story, and usually every year I go through the story. I'm not going to do it this year. We are a daytime-only station. Long story, antiquated, outdated FCC rule and regulation that we can't do anything about. But it means we sign on at sunrise, we sign off at sunset. So it changes every month. November and December, we have to sign off at 5 p.m. So on Monday at 5 o'clock, our big AM 880 transmitter shuts down at 5 o'clock. Our FM transmitter, 104.5, continues 24 hours a day. So those of you within the city of Columbus, you can listen on 104.5 FM. But you can also listen on streaming on your phone, your laptop, your device, your Fire or whatever you use. You can listen through streaming audio. If you haven't downloaded the app on your phone, do so. I think you'll enjoy it, and it's really an easy way to listen live through streaming audio. So anyway, just to let you know, beginning Monday and all of November, all of December, we have to sign off at 5 p.m. So just make preparation to stream or to go over to 104.5 FM. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we've got Jim in Lewis Center, Ohio. Jim, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you, Bob. I just wanted to tell you, as you know me, so you probably already know that without beyond the shadow of a doubt, I am going to vote for Donald Trump, because to vote otherwise, as far as I'm concerned, is to vote for criminals who actually want to destroy America. What you say, I've repeated many times, everything liberals touch, they destroy, and this bunch is running for election now, have eternal destruction in mind, in my opinion, for the United States of America. They are the evilest people to run for president in my lifetime, and I'm 86 years old.
Wow.
And there's without a shadow of a doubt, I could not vote for them with a clear conscience. I can't vote. I couldn't go vote on Tuesday for baby killers and then go sing on Sunday, I love Jesus. You know, so among a whole host of other things, they're an abomination. And so now that's just the tip of the iceberg. If I had more time, I'd tell you what I really thought about them.
Well, Jim, anyway, did you vote for Trump 4 years ago?
I did. I'm right in the same camp as you, Bob. I was the last guy on earth that I wanted from that team of Republicans that was running for office. When he ran and I looked at his platform, and I looked at the platform of Hillary, I said, my goodness, man, you know, I was a roll of dice, but I can tell you that going the wrong way with Hillary is not good.
Yeah.
So I voted for him, and this man, this president, and so many people don't believe this, but he has, if you calculate, if you look at the record of the things he has done more things to protect the rights of Christians and the civility of America and protected our Constitution than any president in my entire lifetime, bar none.
So your enthusiasm for Trump is much greater now than it was 4 years ago.
Oh, my, yes.
Yeah. You know, Jim, I am hearing that over and over and over again. People who were in my shoes. I voted for him 4 years ago, but I was very hesitant. I was not enthusiastic about voting for him. In fact, to be really candid and honest, my vote was more against Hillary than it was for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
That has changed dramatically in 4 years. It really has.
The truth about his opponent, you know, this stuff that the Biden family has done is not somebody's imagination. It's not a conspiracy or anything else. It's a fact. They have. I don't know how much if he gets elected would sell America for this time. I don't know.
All right, Jim. I gotta go. It's the top of the hour. But thank you so much for calling. Have a great weekend. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.